The Metro Board of Directors approved an impact fund today for mom-and-pop businesses that are being affected by the construction of the Crenshaw Line. Rebecca Gibeon reports.
Businesses in the Crenshaw Corridor are on the brink of shutting down because of the Crenshaw Line construction. Mom-and-pop shops are losing customers because of the lack of sidewalks, parking, and visibility. Many businesses have been there for years. This is why Mayor Eric Garcetti and other Metro Board directors established a pilot program that will create a fund to help businesses near the Crenshaw Line construction. First Vice Chair Mark Ridley Thomas is a supervisor who represents this area. He introduced the proposal to help the businesses.
This is a momentous opportunity for us to do what we can do to aid those small businesses who are, in fact, in dire straits.
Certainly is a way to add the most public good and create the least private harm.
That's board member Jacqueline DuPont Walker, who supported the motion.
And not a day goes by that I don't hear from a business owner or a nonprofit on the Crenshaw LAX line about the impact that our work is having on them currently.
However, some board members, such as Ara Nongerian, are worried that by helping one neighborhood, the board was ignoring other communities.
I like this. I mean, it certainly provides some equity, but we have to be equitable to the entire region for these disruptions.
The motion was passed at the end of the meeting, and the pilot program will be created. Ellen Endo thought that was a good move. She's the president of the Little Tokyo Business Association, which also represents small businesses in the Crenshaw District.
It would be at least a comfort. It would be a way to assure the business owners, the small business owners, that they don't have to close. They don't have to worry. There is an option for them.
The pilot program would fund up to 60% of potential revenue loss, as long as the businesses can show the loss comes from the construction. Rebecca Gibeon, Annenberg Radio News.